Hometown radio for you and yours. The one and only one. 1460 WVOX.
1460 WVOX.
I'm Steve Mayo. Opposite me, Lou Feliciano. Hey, Lou.
Hi, Steve.
Great to be here and be with Lou and you here at WVOX 1460 AM. We're going to take calls in a second. We just want to break open a couple of issues and hope they are entered into, joined in with, and informed by, and commented upon by you callers at our call-in number 914-636-0110. Don't forget our website, thestevemayoshow.com, where there are recordings of past shows, some writings from the past, soon to be updated, I hope. And, of course, everywhere in the universe, www.wvox.com for streaming Lou and Steve show. Lou Feliciano, Steve Mayo here on WVOX Monday at 5:30. And just before we get too far, a recognition, a salute on Juneteenth, this important new national holiday, entirely appropriate. And, Lou, thank you for reminding me. It's worthy. It's part of our community. It's part of our world, our culture, our way of life, Lou.
I totally agree. And you know, it's about time that we do things. We got to be fair across the board with everything in this country. This is a good stepping stone.
I think it's an important day. And it's interesting, a little bit of history. Real fast, General Gordon Granger of the Union Army arriving in Texas after Appomattox, after peace was made between the famous U.S. Grant and Robert E. Lee, arranging terms of the surrender of Confederate forces at Appomattox Courthouse in Virginia. Communications then weren't so fast. There was telegraph, but I don't believe it was widely used, and it certainly didn't reach the 250,000 slaves in Texas. A whole story behind that. I hope we get to it. But General Granger entered Texas with a triumphant Union contingent, about 2,000 soldiers, I believe. He went to Galveston, Texas, which is a great little town. I don't know if you've been there, Lou. You've been there?
Yes, yes.
It's a cool town.
It's on the coast.
Yeah, it's like
the
Gulf
of Mexico.
Mini New Orleans, yeah. Or to me, a giant Long Beach, Long Island, whatever it is. It's a beautiful community, and he made his announcement there, General Order Number 3, and I won't read it on the air. It's a little ponderous, but it basically frees the slaves of Texas who were somewhat out of touch, the whole state of Texas maybe out of touch. Certainly the slaveholders didn't want to hear this news, but General Granger made this announcement on behalf of President Abraham Lincoln following his Emancipation Proclamation 2.5 years previous to this date, which affected the South. But it did not apply to some border states, unfortunately, that held slaves. There's a little political consideration behind that. We can get to that later or another time. But it didn't free slaves in the North, but there weren't supposed to be any, except for these two border states. That's the historical reading as I know it. And also, we will get into the newsworthy and controversial loaning of the, I believe it was the Ossie Davis Theater at the New Rochelle Public Library to a group sponsoring one Kim Caboodles, who is a female impersonator, drag queen story hour. You know the story. You've heard of it in other towns. It's reached many towns. I hear it's approaching Yonkers pretty soon. It's been in Croton on Hudson, New York. I've got friends there who've reported and gave me the lowdown on what to expect. But I'll tell you more about my experience there. I did not go inside, but I did meet some of the protesters, met one or two supporters of the event, and I also met Kim Caboodle's interesting little interview. But let's go to our phones. That's what we're all about, talk radio with Lou and Steve, right here on WVOX 1460 AM, our first caller. Hello?
Hey, guys, how you doing? This is Vince.
Vince, how you doing? Louie wants to say something to you.
Hey, Vince, I just want to tell you how proud I am of you, of all this, because you brought this to attention to everybody. In the morning when you call Dennis and Tony show up, you bring the attention up what a lot of people don't know what's going on in the city, and you brought it to everybody's attention. So I wanted to give you kudos for that.
The drag queen story.
Yes. Because, for sure. You know, people don't know this, and people don't have a clue what their children are learning and what they're teaching in our schools and our libraries or whatever. I'm glad you brought the attention to the public of Nourish Hill.
And Vince, also, Lou, also to be clear, most taxpayers, citizens, residents, renters, and owners do not go to school board meetings, do not go to city council meetings, and certainly do not go to library board meetings, and certainly do not vote in elections of all three above, though maybe more in city council elections, not in the amount, in the percentage that they should, well under 10% of the registered population, maybe 7% max. It's a shame. It's a disgrace. So I say to the general public, get involved or you're going to be involved in controversy, whether you want to or not, whether you think Drag Queen Story Hour is a great idea or something else. But anyway, Vince, it's your call.
Well, here's a couple of things people need to understand. This was put on about four or five years ago, and I actually went with my son and wife just to see what it was about. And it was really a liberal love fest. Everybody felt so good about themselves bringing their grandchild or whatever to this event. Yes. He had a guy in a dress with a wig and lipstick, and about six or seven little kids sitting around listening to this guy read a story about I have two mommies. And they had no clue what he was talking about. They had no clue who he was. No idea what this cross-dressing or whatever it was. But the can I hold on?
By all means, hold on. We've got a break coming up. I hear the music, but stay around. It's Vince on the Steve and Lou Show here at WVOX. Stay tuned.
VOX dial. The most fun in the morning. Good morning, Westchester, with Dennis and Tommy. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9, right here on 1460 WVOX.
1460 WVOX.
Hello again. This is Steve and Lou. That's Steve Mayo, Lou Feliciano. We're with you on WVOX 1460 AM, Mondays at 5:30 p.m. Glad to be with you. And you could catch us on WVOX Worldwide at WVOX.com. We're talking to Vince. Vince, I just have to caution you. We have a bunch of callers, so maybe just get to your experience of late, if you could tell us, this weekend.
Well, it's not easy to do in a minute.
Okay, well.
But I'll give you the shot. It's not called Drag Queen Story Hour anymore.
Okay.
It's called Drag Story Hour, this national organization. They took off the word queen because drag queen has a correct negative sexual connotation.
Correct by whose standard? Is that your word?
Well, are we still afraid to use the word normal in our lexicon? Most normal people have a negative sexual implication to the word drag queen.
Yep.
Okay?
Yeah, now, must have been tested on polls. Go ahead.
Okay, all right. But in any case, So this organization recruits these guys, and they're paid.
Yeah.
Unfortunately for us in New Rochelle, many people don't know that the library, to get the stink off their hands and say, well, it's not taxpayer money being used,
right,
they get the organization of those nice old ladies who sit in the library and sell books for 10 cents and 25 cents. It's a 501c3 called Friends of the New Rochelle Public Library.
Right.
I researched them.
Yeah.
And the lady, Miss Amy Tites, who runs it,
yes,
spoke with me and said, yes, the library asked us to pay for it.
Yes.
Now, if you want your donations of books and money to go to pay for a drag performance for three-year-olds, you keep donating.
Right.
But if you're concerned about it, please call them at 813-3705. And tell them you're not happy about it.
Is that area code 914? Vince,
yeah.
914. Yeah.
Right. But as we were out there protesting,
right,
she actually came out and started arguing with some of the people protesting.
Really?
I was very surprised to see that. And
can you give us any point, if she made a point at all?
Yes. She was saying, well, this is a performance. People need to see how different people are.
Right.
And this is the key here. I said, well, why not just call it Story Hour?
Right.
Why does it have to have the word drag Story
right.
Hour? And she had no answer to that.
Okay.
I said, what about different people in the community being invited to come in and have a Story Hour for
right.
kids? I said, there's an intentionality here.
There's
an intentionality of trying to make children believe that this kind of dress up or
yep.
whatever is a real lifestyle. If you want to have a circus clown come,
right.
everybody knows it's a guy or a lady dressed up like a clown,
yep.
but it's not real. They want you to think and our children to think this is real, that a real human being, this is a lifestyle. But when we saw the cops outside, who we called, by the way, just to have them come and know we were there, I went over to the supervising cop and I was telling him about us and what we're doing. And he saw my signs and he says, oh, you mind if I look at your signs? I said, no. And I said, why do you need to just... And then he said something very interesting, which needs a little follow-up. He said, well, I just wanted to see if there was anything hateful.
Interesting.
Hateful.
No, what did he identify the source of this? The hate.
Well, I didn't want to press him on it. He seemed like a nice young man. But I said to him, but what is hate? Now, there's a 2017 Supreme Court case that clearly says that you're allowed to express hurtful and unpleasant information and speech.
Right.
Now, that's not what we had. We had signs like, stop drag show for kids.
Yes.
We had another sign said, Friends of New Rochelle Public Library, donations being used to pay for drag show. But the last thing I'll say, because I know you got yep. callers, is the reception that we got from the folks in town as they went by
yep.
in their cars. And
sure.
number one, most folks had no idea this crap was happening. Number two, the vast majority were opposed to it. And number three, most of them also didn't vote. 5.7% voter
right.
turnout.
No surprise.
Lowest voter turnout in the history of New Rochelle.
No doubt.
Last May 16th
yep.
for our school board and library board.
And it had to be, and I would guess, just due to publicity and the size of the budget and the attention of our easily distracted public, make sure a television isn't on during the voting season. Let's face it, they're least likely to have voted on the library board, which we know wasn't always independent and didn't always have a $6 million budget. So,
well,
there you have it.
In any case, it was a very good event.
Yeah.
About 20 or so of us were there.
Yes.
And I tell you, it's
yeah.
the time for regular human beings to get off their
yep.
butts and do something.
I agree.
The far
I agree.
Left is organized.
And I'll tell you something. The most I wasn't inside. I can't judge, but I can tell you, judging by the attitude and the conduct of the protesters, and to me it was very passive, your protest. I thought it was orderly, mannerly, and without any invective, eons away from hate. I thought it was very well conducted, and I have to tell you, the place wasn't overflowing, and I did interview the performer after the show, and I'll tell you about it after the next break, but I will tell you, Vince, you're doing the right thing. I think the best things New Rochelle citizens can do is attend library board meetings and let the elected characters who we put on these boards know what you feel. And then maybe when they start talking about appropriate use, and it does include cultural civic events, maybe something about the history of religion would be allowed. Not the worst thing, because history includes religion. You don't have to be preaching a religion. We can tell the incredible story of religions, how they've done a lot of good, and there's been some harm. That's the facts of history. It's sort of like slavery, good and bad. Well, but, Vince, you did a good job, and thanks for your report.
All right, guys.
Many thanks.
Are you there, Vince, still?
No, just speak.
I just want to say this, is that how come the library doesn't have conservative views or conservative way of thinking? A show that somebody from the government can come in there, conservative government, and say, we need to get this country back on track in conservative ways. We look at our dollar. We're losing money on our dollar. We're losing against the world how our money is dropping. We were number one not too many years ago. Why is it a show? Because if they do that, you hear ooh and ahs from everybody. Well, we can't have that, but you could have this, which good for the goose is good for the gander.
What's the word you used? Ooh and ahs?
Yeah, if they don't like something, they'll say ooh complaints. And ahs, complaints, in other words.
Well, I'll tell you, I think
it's wrong, Steve. That's my opinion.
Lou, I think the rules of the library board prohibit overtly political screeds or complaints or presentations, but it's not clear if this wasn't political. If you ask me, the whole transgender movement has a very heavy political content.
Because the woke system's in the school system.
And
let's say the truth here.
And let's face it, and the Democrat Party is woke, and the Democrat Party is thoroughly behind this type of performance, and I'm afraid you wouldn't get much buy-in from them for general cultural presentations that didn't suit their woke philosophy. And I'll tell you where the conservatives are on this board, Lou. They ain't none, pardon my English, because they don't get elected, because they motivate, they mobilize. You can be sure, Lou, the Democrats organize for the library board as they do for the school board, as they do for other political elections. The Republican Party, sitting on their hands, what are they waiting for?
Don't get elected. But we're giving people a platform then. Help them get elected. Well, give them a platform. There's no platform. But they can get a platform. Right. The conservative voter can't get a platform. Come on, let's be fair.
Where's the Republican Party? They should be the first to complain. They are the prime fount of conservative thought in New Rochelle. Whether you like it or not, Lou, and you know we've both had complaints about them, they're not able representatives of a conservative philosophy, libertarian, free market, even constitutional, in my opinion. This is Lou and Steve here on WVOX 1460 AM. Sorry, other callers, we'll get to you. We just had a very entertaining presentation by one of our loyal listeners and someone who attended the drag story hour. Very interesting, it seemed to have been. And more of this and other stuff here on Lou and Steve on WVOX 1460 AM.